Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
If scary movies give you dread, keep you up late night in bed, here's a podcast that will help ease your mind. We'll explain the plot real nicely, then we'll talk about what's frightening so you never have to have a spooky time. It's Ruined.
Hello, welcome to Ruined. I'm Hallie.
And I'm Allison.
And this is a podcast where we ruin a horror movie just for you.
Just for all you. Hallie, how you doing?
Well, Allison, I'm not great. I'll be honest. I was reading an article basically about how Italy is taking lesbian mothers off of their children's birth certificates.
No.
Yeah. And it's horrible for two reasons. One, that's terrifying.
Yes.
Because basically they're trying to undermine their both parents' claim to be a parent.
Right.
And then also, you know that it's going to give conservatives over here some ideas.
Yeah.
And there's a quote from their prime minister, the minister for parliamentary relations.
Sure.
According to Reuters, said earlier this month, in Italy, marriage is only between a man and a woman, and therefore only the biological parent is the parent whose surname can be registered. And I just think it's one of those things where they're trying to like split people on the legality, where it's just like, versus this, in reality, this child has two mothers that should then have a claim to the child. So I think it's one of those things, again, like America, we do the same thing, where we get like the weeds of like, and I understand the weeds of being like, well, it should be the biological parents, but that's not really what a birth certificate is.
Right. You know?
And it is in fact a legal document about the parents of a child. And I don't know, it just feels like, you know, in America, obviously, trans people are being stripped of their rights. And we should care about that, obviously, and do. But also, it's like that is a prelude to everyone under the LGBTQ umbrella having their rights stripped. And people somehow, you know, and I was talking to a friend of mine who's a lawyer who worked on DOMA, and even he was saying like in his workplace or circle, he feels like he's being alarmist to be concerned about all this. And I think people are, and I get it, it's very scary. But I think that people are reticent to be like, oh, it's going to be that bad. It's going to be that bad. Like, I don't know what to
like,
say.
Show me like, a time that it hasn't gotten that bad. Like, that is the course of how history works.
Stop?
Right. Like, it's not like, oh, we got what we wanted. Like, it's always more, 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 worse, worse, worse for these people who want to take away rights and, like, make a world that's just, like, white and Christian and straight and horrifying.
Yes. So, I don't know. I was just reading about that, and it's like, again, unfortunately, having come out later in life, the thing that I'm grappling with is just sort of the being used as a political pawn. But again, as women, that's what we have there, you know, that poor 19-year-old who got convicted for sentenced, it has to do 90 days in prison, a felony charge, a felony conviction. Which I'm not sure what state she's in, but I'm pretty sure that means she can't vote even after she gets out of prison because it's a felony.
And I think
which
it's
seems,
Texas
of course, also what they're doing.
Or another.
Of course.
I don't know. It's hard to conflate like story with also then like all of the women who are giving testimonies of their horrific.
Horrific. Okay, this was Nebraska.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Horrific shit. Yes, I saw the one where this woman had to give birth to her baby who then died in front of her.
Yeah.
But and what's so hard about all this is that they don't care, right?
No.
Like, and that's why I think I was the queer part of me is why I always want to be optimistic. Is like, I know as a woman, they don't care about our suffering.
Yeah, of course.
But as a queer person, it's almost like, well, I feel like if you're not more optimistic about, like, if I, it's sort of like, you see where things are headed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess as a woman, it's just so hard not to be nihilistic when you see this. And it's like,
yeah,
they don't care about the testimony. They don't care
no,
that these
that's
people
not
are,
changing anything there.
If anything,
they know
happy,
that.
Because, yeah, they think these women and pregnant people, transmasculine people, non-binary people, they want those people to suffer
yes.
for the crime of wanting an abortion.
Yes.
So what do you do? How do you have a functioning society when these people are happy about our suffering? I don't know. But we have to figure it out.
We have to figure it out.
The answer is, of course, that we have to fix our legal system. But unfortunately, to do that, we have to use our legal system, which is, you know, again, that's where we really fucked up as a country.
It doesn't work.
And we are bound by it. And so it's like there's going to be more and more. This, again, 19-year-old, she's serving 90 days in jail, but it's a felony conviction. So she'll be a felon when she gets out, which Ugh. Felons, it's hard for them to get jobs to begin and, with.
Yeah.
And so Loans, it's like, oh, you are creating more and more people who, you
or
know, and then like trans people and queer people, like, you know, I mean, it's all like, oh, it's all about saving the children. But then it's like, well, what does that mean? Oh, you can't do drag. Oh, you can't appear trans. Oh, you can't appear gender nonconforming. Like, it's like, you are using these religious ideas to force all of us into a very myopic, narrow version of reality. But the thing is, there's never going to be a point where it's enough. Because people always need abortions. People will always be queer and trans.
Yeah.
So it's just punishment forever. I knew this. I'm understanding it now in a different way. Does that make sense? I know. And it's so hard not to be nihilistic. But I don't know. That was just read that lesbian thing. I'm like, that seems really not good. Another really not good step. No one's listening to this as a surprise, you know, to hear that, obviously. But anyway, Allison, what are you doing? You got anything good going on?
I got a package of cat food from one of our sponsors, Smalls, and it's fresh. So it came with a bunch of dry ice, and there's so many warnings all over the dry ice packets that I like freaked out, and I just put it outside.
What does it say? Is it because like it could potentially suffocate your animal?
So the dry ice, it's like a chunk that comes like it's like sealed in plastic, and there's like and it's you know I don't really understand what dry ice is, but it's
I
here.
Don't know. I don't know either.
So it's like don't these two, it. Like, they look, no, and it's like, and it is like in plastic. So, like, okay, it good. Is, you're not supposed to touch the ice, but you can touch the plastic that's around it. But it was like, don't open these. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to, but it's like, don't, I'm like, I don't feel like I can, because like, if those packages open, I guess they're like dangerous. It's like straight carbon dioxide.
Or, yeah.
Like, you have to be in a ventilator. So I just, like, put the packets outside, and I was like, I will deal with this later. I didn't want to leave them, like, Riz nibbles on shit. Like, I don't want
them. Exactly, yeah.
Like, fuck. Or, like, if it, like, accidentally bursts because, like, the temperature in here, shit. Like, so they're just outside melting, and I'm like, well, when they melt, what do I do?
I don't know. I think you could just throw them away. But, I suppose you just don't want to gas your cat inadvertently behind you while recording this.
Yeah, or, like, if putting it down the trash chute and, like, suffocating whoever's doing the trash in the building. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So it'll by the time this comes out, it'll have been too late, but I'll probably just throw them away when they're fully melted. I think it's when they're still cold that it's more dangerous. I'll wrap it in a million things and toss it down the chute. And
yeah, I think the main thing is to be in a ventilated area. You don't want to, like, just put it in a closet or, like, a garbage chute, and then it's just building up in there.
Yeah, so I think I'll leave them outside till they're melted because that feels
safer.
Better?
I trust you. I trust
know.
That you do. You're
doing
the right
thing. I'm
going
to look it up when we get off of this, but I was like, at least while we're podcasting, I'm going to leave those outside so in case something happens, it's outside.
No, I think you're making the right decisions.
Maybe it'll gas all of the lantern bugs that are flying around my...
If you figure out that's how to get rid of them, you will be lauded as a hero.
I will get a Nobel Science Prize, I'm sure.
For the dumbest person to ever be a genius.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
My goal.
Hey guys, it's Allison just popping in really quick to tell you that, of course, we're doing a live show for August, and it's going to be Sunday, August 27th, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, as always. But there's going to be a little twist. We're keeping it vacation, like all of August themes, but it's me that's going to be doing the ruining, and I'm going to ruin Sharknado for Hallie. Yep, I know. We're going super highbrow, and we're doing sharks in a tornado. It sounds terrifyingly hilarious, and it's going to be so fun. So get those tickets at moment.co/ruined. Again, that's moment.co/ruined. Sunday, August 27th, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, and it'll be up for 72 hours. So if you're going to miss it because you're at, like, the beach where the Sharknado is, obviously you can catch it through, like, Tuesday or Wednesday at moment.co/ruined. So get your tickets and see you there. Bye.
All right, fabulous.
Yes.
We're continuing our vacation horror theme for August. We hope you get to have a little a moment to yourself.
Yeah.
Just you can go somewhere or even go somewhere in your mind.
Mentally.
Just sit there and think about a vacation. But we are in doing a movie that I saw the trailer for and was like, this absolutely is up my fucking alley. It's called Influencer. It is from 2022, directed by Curtis David Harder, great name, who co-wrote the movie with Tesh Godikonda. And it is an influencer in Thailand. It is somebody living the life and then, of course, the life behind the veil. Allison, yes. We always like to have her watch a trailer for the film we're doing. What are your thoughts about the trailer for Influencer?
This is a good trailer. I'm, like, mm-hmm. excited for this one. This feels like there's a lot of, like, who are you really?
Hell, like, yeah.
And that's a fun world to be. And I'm just like, I think we're finally at the point with influencer culture in the same way that I think a few years ago, at least horror finally got right, like, social media narratives mm-hmm. where it's like, okay, now it's not just like this weird device to you. Like, we understand how to actually, like, adapt it to film and, like, make stories about it that feel, you know, interesting. Like, not interesting, but, like, grounded in, like, the reality of what we're talking about. So, like, yeah. I think some of, like, the fun, like, unfriended, like, some of those where I'm like, yes, this captures, like, what the scary part of this is. Like, I feel like this seems like a good take on influencer and lifestyle culture, but, you know, I could
be wrong. It's integrated into the horror rather than we're either ignoring the fact that everyone would be on their phone.
Yes.
Or... Right. Treating it like some exotic thing where it's like, no, we all know these people. We know these people exist.
Exactly.
It's unfathomable to understand how there's so much money. But, I mean, I guess that's just that's what an influencer is. It's a total integration of the brand of self and the brand of whatever corporation you work for and the impact of that. And when you do that, who can take advantage of you is sort of the, I think, the idea behind influencer. We always like to take a baseline scary to see where Allison's at with the baseline premise of the film. How scary do you find the concept of befriending someone while on vacation, Allison?
Terrifying.
Have you ever done such a thing?
No.
I don't think I haven't really been on a lot of vacations.
When I was in college on spring break once with a couple of friends, like, we ended up, like, hanging, like, some girl got kind of, like, separated from her group, and we were a group of four girls and two guys, and some girl kind of, like, ended up, like, getting separated from her group. We're in Mexico, so she ended up, like, hanging out with us and, like, crashing with us in a way that, like, yes, in, like, the wrong narrative, like, she is robbing us and killing, but, like, we were, like, this is safer for her if she just stays with us, that, like, this is, I mean, I guess technically we had cell phones, but I don't think that we were even, like, using cell phones in 2004 in this way.
Yeah, and I think this movie does sort of get into, like, there's a fantasy element to this, obviously. Because in reality, it's like, no, it's probably just better to hang out with someone. Most people are not
gonna
murderers or going to steal your identity. Yeah, so she made the right call.
Yes, and she was very nice and, like, you know, slept on our floor. And she was, I think, trying to hook up with our friend's friend, Tony. And I was like, whatever. And she was fine. But it's like, I do see the alternate reality where, like, she was predatory and, like, came into our group and was like, I'll trick these assholes.
One by one. Exactly. And then knowing what you know from the trailer and our brief discussion, Allison, would you like to guess the twist in Influencer?
Guess the twist.
I'm going to guess that the woman who is the influencer that we meet is, like, the third version of this woman. And she's just like taking over, like her online identity is like a cat, like that's not who she is. That there's this, and so like she's like people become this person and like take on and kill whoever was being her. Like
it becomes, I love this.
You understand what I'm saying, yes?
I fucking do, and it's a great idea, Allison.
All right, well,
and
if I'm excited it's not this for you movie, to find we'll out. Write it.
You do come out, I feel like, with such bangers. I guess it's like, we should write it down. It's like, I guess we could just listen to our own podcast.
But who would want to do that? Besides all of you wonderful people. Voice.
Yeah, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, but your own voice is a particular level of hell that I think a lot of people, until very recently, have not had to deal with in the way that, like, comedians have had to.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Now we all hear ourselves talking. We're all making videos about how great our lives are, hearing us spin a yarn to ourselves about the paradise we live in. Let us begin, Allison. Ruining influencer. We open on ominous music over a gorgeous little tiny island. Mm-hmm. Little teeny tiny island.
Very small island.
I almost wrote an atoll. I don't know what that is. I don't know why I thought I could use a word. I don't know.
Not me.
And we zoom over the tiny beach and we see a blonde woman face down in the surf.
Great.
We then meet up with Madison, who is our influencer, the blonde in the trailer, ostensibly the blonde who we saw face down on the beach a moment before. She is narrating. She is a travel influencer. So she's narrating her videos. And her style is like, she's like, there's still photos of her. And then there's mostly video of like this incredible resort and like meeting the people of Thailand.
Oh, God.
Excuse me. And she's talking about like, I'm experiencing Thailand like it was meant to be experienced, out of my comfort zone. We, of course, see her. She doesn't leave the resort. Yeah. She is eating hamburgers.
Yeah.
She's taking selfies by the pool.
Yeah.
She's not experiencing Thailand in any way.
She's experiencing a hotel.
Yeah, she might as well be in Cleveland, you know. Right.
Which, like, I mean, who doesn't want to go to a hotel? But, like, it's what false are you advertising. Doing?
Yeah. And we see her, she's kind of, like, holed up in her room. And she's sad because her boyfriend, Ryan, was not able to come with her. So the idea is, like, they're going for a week. Ryan is coming with her. She ended up staying an extra week, I think, to try to get more sponsorship. So she has sponsored. She's very successful. In as much as, like, you could be successful and make money even if you're not, like, someone who people actually know. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if you have it's millions numbers. Of TikTok followers.
Yeah. Or even just views on enough stuff. Like, it is just, like, here's some money.
Yeah. And we've all seen this where it's, like, people who live, young, beautiful people who have, like, incredible lives. And you're, like, how the fuck do you travel like this?
No, it's so confusing.
Like, most people can't see a fucking doctor. Like, what are we doing here? And of course, it sort of consumed her life, and she's really disappointed her boyfriend couldn't come. And she's looking at his Insta stories, just sort of mourning the fact that this could have been something different. Mm-hmm. And we see her at the pool, and we see climbing out of the pool, we see a beautiful brunette woman with a big facial birthmark, which we also see in the trailer. Madison FaceTimes with her friend Jay, who lives back in LA, and he's telling her about this very disappointing hookup he had. And he's like, I'm so sorry. I should have gone with you. Because apparently when Ryan bailed, she offered the extra ticket to Jay. And it's like, who are these people that I would quit my fucking job to go somewhere
I'd
like this.
I'd walk away from everything I know and love to have a free trip to Thailand.
I would call Jigsaw and give them my parents' home address if it meant I could go out to fucking Thailand. You know what I mean? But, he's like, I'm sorry. I should have gone with you. And we see her open up a container of face cream. And Jay is immediately jealous. He's like, oh, my God, you bitch. That whole line isn't even out yet. So, again, she's also a makeup skincare influencer. And, again, she's like a beautiful young blonde woman.
Yeah, that's what they all.
Someone who will use white supremacy, our obsession with youth and beauty to make money. You know, we're all out here. And he tells her, like, you're living life. Like, that's amazing. You have all these sponsors. Could you please tell Ryan to get me on their PR list? So Ryan was kind of her Svengali, sort of. Like, he already worked in social media. He was already in the influencer scene and was able to leverage her as his girlfriend to where she's at.
Okay.
But Madison says, I'll be honest, this whole experience kind of makes me feel like I'm hitting a wall. Like, I need to be fucking doing something else. And I don't know, like, me and Ryan. But Jay says, look, the man put you up for a week in paradise. Like, listen, you can't, like, criticize him all you want. Like, look where you're at.
Right.
And Madison says, yeah, you're right. But he was supposed to be here with me. And that was kind of the whole point of this. That night, she goes to the hotel bar alone. and she takes a selfie drinking a martini, which looks so fucking good. I'm not really even a martini gal.
Yeah, but it's just when it's right,
it's so cold. And as she does, this older British expat named Rupert kind of sidles up to her to run some old British man game on her, you know?
Okay.
And she's like, okay, all right, bud. And also it's February, so I think we're to understand this is like still part of the rainy season because it's very overcast. Okay. And the resort's not bustling. You know, like there okay. are people
so
there.
So it's like off season.
It's off season, yeah. And she says, oh, great. What brings you to Thailand, Rupert? And he says, the wonderful women. I'm kidding. I just didn't like Britain. It's so rainy. Plus, I wanted to get away from all the horrible women in Britain.
You cool know? Guy.
So Madison's, okay, all right. Looks That's like, yeah. Fortunately, the woman with the facial birthmark comes over to the bar and says to Rupert, take a hint, okay? And Rupert kind of sputters, and the woman, who we find out her name is CW, turns to Madison and says, you know, I'm going to go for a walk if you want to join me. This could have been the start of an amazing lesbian romance. But yes. Sadly, Allison, we are not headed in that direction.
No.
When I write the reboot, that's what's
yes,
going to happen.
Yes, yes. Let's write that movie.
And there'll be no murder. It will just be two women falling in love.
Yeah. Like gently over a week-long vacation in paradise.
It is. It looks incredible. Like
I have not been to Southeast Asia, and it is like one of the things where I'm like, I don't know if I could ever travel that far, but boy, I want to go. Like everyone I know has been like, it is
gorgeous,
the most beautiful place on earth.
Stunning, and we see a lot of it. It is beautiful. So again, what would that movie have been made? I would have enjoyed it. But they're strolling along sort of this beautiful lagoon, and Madison's telling CW this sob story about being rich. And her boyfriend not coming. And it's like, okay, all right. You know, like life could be worse. And CW says to Madison, what are your plans tomorrow? Allison, we then see them scootering at dawn and hiking up a beautiful mountain peak to watch dawn fall over this town.
Wow.
Madison starts to record a video and turns to catch CW in the video, and CW covers her face. So there's kind of this ongoing thing where CW doesn't want to be recorded, and everyone attributes it to this very large facial birthmark. Mm-hmm. That's not why, but it provides her a convenient excuse.
That people won't, like, prod yes. at it. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, you're self-conscious about that thing, sure. Like
exactly.
Not that it's probably extremely identifiable.
Well, and that does come up a lot where I'm like, you just got to think if you're in Thailand for a number of weeks, you're a white woman with a stunning yeah. white young white woman with a huge facial birthmark. People are going to maybe take notice.
Yeah.
People are going to say, hey, who's this gal? But we see them, Madison CW, they meet elephants. They go to a night market. They eat incredible food. And we see Madison taking photos of her food, and CW's chastising her and sort of denigrating, like, I'm not even on social media. Just eat your food when it's hot. Don't take a photo. And she asks Madison about her boyfriend, Ryan, and Madison kind of doesn't answer. And CW spots two age-appropriate, handsome white men, obviously other tourists. Next thing you know, the girls are hanging out with these guys, having the night of their lives. They're having drinks on the beach, like, you know, and Madison obviously feels guilty about having fun without Ryan there. Mm-hmm. So they get back to the resort. They hug. Madison tells CW, I wish I'd met you sooner. I'm supposed to leave, you know. And CW said, I had a great time. Allison, Madison walks up to the door of her villa, searching her bag. She looks up. The door is standing open. She runs in. No. All of her shit has been rummaged through. And her passport has been stolen.
Oh, boy.
She calls CW, meets her in the lobby, and CW kind of acts as someone who has been in Thailand a lot longer, and is sort of yes. like, Madison doesn't ask enough questions about how this woman lives.
Yeah,
First of all.
I just need all the answers, like, personally, but also, like, when you're alone and you're in another country thousands and thousands, halfway across the world from where you're from, like, just kind of vet people a little deeper than...
Agreed. And I mean, I'm sure, again, having never been in a place like this, I'm sure it's full of, like, the children of the very wealthy. Like,
yes,
you kind of just assume that. And Madison's, I think, is also supposed to be, like, she's also that as well.
Yes.
So she kind of just, and then this passport being stolen kind of bonds her to CW as the only person she knows in the country, right?
Yeah.
So CW kind of helps her as an interpreter and says, hey, you have to fill out this police report. They say it's going to take 2 weeks to get a new passport, and we'll have to go to Bangkok to the embassy for you to pick it up. But you don't have to worry about paying for a hotel room. You could come stay at my place. Okay. Right. And, you know, he said, honest to God, I was just going to bum around. And Madison just sort of asked, like, so do you not really have family or, like, you don't have a home base? And Madison says, yeah, I have people around, but not really. I'm kind of just on my own. And Madison goes back to room, upset, obviously, and calls Ryan and says, I'm not going to be able to come home. She's going to fly out the next day. And tells him the whole thing with the passport. And Ryan says, this is so you. And that's how we know.
Getting robbed?
That's how we know Ryan is going to die.
Yeah, I hope so.
You cannot say this is so you to getting your passport stolen out of your hotel room.
Yeah.
He also says to her, no. I don't understand how you let this happen.
That victim blaming shit when like, it's like, even nobody if she was careless. That.
Yeah.
And like, this just isn't the time.
And Madison, who clearly we would think that she's been upset, but we kind of assumed, oh, it's because he's not here. In reality, it seems like this is probably hitting, the relationship was coming to an end. And yes. She has, at least in this moment, a reasonable response, which is, I've been thinking about this for the past couple weeks. I think we need to break up. And Ryan says, how about you call me in the morning when you've calmed down?
Yeah.
And she hangs up on him. Of course, on her social, Madison doesn't say anything about the passport, which I'm like, if anything, that's people like influencers that are authentic, you know? Yeah. So if anything, you should
Here's
say
Here's
the
messy side of my beautiful
like
life.
You, my like, life looks perfect, but actually, like, I'm a person too. Like, that's what people want.
Yeah.
Instead, she puts a happy face on saying, you know what? I met a friend, and I'm going to stay here for 2 more weeks and because I'm ready for a new adventure. I'm ready to, like, do me, you know? And they have an amazing time, Allison.
Could it be me?
We see, like, they take a boat ride. They go into a cave. They look up and see a bat. Madison's journaling. They have, like, those sort of, like, where it's like a platform that extends over the water and there's little sort of like freestanding structures. I don't know what you call that, but they're hanging out, they're like a shade area.
Yeah.
She's writing her journal and CW is encouraging like, yeah, post all of it, you know? And they take a ferry and it's interesting, I'm assuming because they did shoot, I'm assuming they shot this during a rainy season or off season because it's very cloudy and gray and foggy. It's gorgeous, but it's not what you sort of, like, for an influencer to go to Thailand, you imagine you'd be going when you get those insane views, like these beautiful, you know, vistas. But it looks beautiful. They get off the ferry where they're going to CW's house, basically. And Ryan's texting Madison, like, fine, don't call me. I see how it is. Like, I've tried to talk to you. So she's not engaging. She's sort of stopped replying. They get off the ferry and CW unveils a fucking sickening motorcycle, which is just waiting. And Madison gets in the back and they drive to CW's house, which is a rich person's all-glass mansion in the middle of the fucking jungle.
God.
Again, this should be a lesbian travel dramedy. What are we doing? Once they get inside, and obviously Madison is blown away, beautiful, incredible house, and she finds a book that's called The Innocents Abroad by Mark Twain. Again, hilarious. Right. And she opens a cover, but it's not CW. It's Becky Wilson. She doesn't ask about that. You have to ask, who's Becky Wilson? As soon as you see that name.
Right.
She puts the books down, done to answer. And then CW prepares like an elaborate fish dinner.
Okay. Love that.
Gorgeous. And Madison looks up things to do. Like, oh, what should we do in the area? And CW says, you don't have to plan anything. I actually have a surprise for you. And look, Madison, I know you're straight. But if a beautiful woman takes you on a motorcycle to her mansion in the jungle where she prepares you fish by hand, she either wants to make you her bride or she's going to murder you. That's it.
Those are the choices.
Those are the only two options.
She's not like your gal pal now.
And to not have her at least be like, oh, I just want to be clear. Like, I'm straight or whatever. Like, it's like, I just didn't want you to like think or just to not have that even be raised as her character to be like, oh, it seems like this is kind of romantic and
romantic.
You have a surprise for me.
Right.
You know, I don't want to give you the, like, disappoint you or, like, give you the wrong impression. They don't address that at all, which is, I'm like, if it's not romantic, girl, she's going to murder you. Yeah. You don't know this
woman. That's all that's left.
This is either a lesbian mating ritual or she is going to take your skin and wear it. There's a monarch butterfly dancing outside my window right now.
Oh, my God. The opposite of the spotted lantern flies that land on my door.
I know. Another great thing about living in LA is that you constantly see butterflies.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
And again, Madison's not really interested in CW's backstory. Like, where'd that motorcycle come from? Or, Like, who's what's happening? What's happening? How's this possible? You know? And again, I'm assuming she's thinking, oh, yeah, she's just like the rich.
She's some rich sign. Girl.
She's the daughter of a Lockheed Martin partner, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
The next morning, it's at blue dawn, super early. They go to the dock, and there's a little motorboat also owned by CW. And again, would it be like, where did you, how did you learn to, just, and she can lie, but just even ask the question.
Right. Just ask the questions.
And Madison starts to film herself, and CW stops her and says, wait till we get there. I don't want you to record this part. At this point, if you aren't trying to have sex with this woman, I'm not going to the island. Like, it's just sort of like, whatever's happening on the island, it's like, we're either going to make love or you're going to cut my head off and put it on a pike.
That's it.
That's it. They arrive at Allison, the tiny island we saw at the beginning of the movie, where unfortunately Madison was face down in the sand. Mm-hmm. They get off. Madison walks over to a fallen log, and we see that someone has scratched 7 dashes in the wood.
Okay.
Doesn't say, hey, look at these dashes. Hey, come look at this. Somebody carved 7 dashes.
Like, file it away at the very least.
Allison, she looks at her phone, no service. And the implication is that they've been boating for an hour. This is not somewhere where you can swim to land. You are in the ocean, right? They stay all day. They drink. Like, they eat. Again, they should be having sex, but that, again, it's never addressed in any way.
That's not what this is for some reason.
It's nightfall. They start a fire. And Madison says, you know, I haven't been in front of a fire in a decade. Like, I remember I used to know this girl who would tell me, like, the most gruesome, like, campfire stories. And I bet she would say that you brought me here to kill you. And CW says, no, I'm not going to kill you.
But I am going to leave you here.
And she starts to describe what will happen. You can't drink the water. You'll scavenge for food, but it's a very small island.
Yeah.
After a while, you'll start seeing things as you become more dehydrated. But the thing is, it's not going to be, people think it's going to be unpleasant or it's going to hurt. You're actually going to become euphoric because your brain will start to shut down. And if you're like most people, you'll last for 3 or 4 days without water because there's water surrounding us, but it's salt water. You can't drink it.
Right.
And like all the other girls, no one will come looking for you. And you'll just fade away into history as the sand crabs eat your flesh. Allison, what would you do if you heard such a thing?
What would you do?
I'd go climb in the boat and be like, you're going to have to remove me from this boat.
Yeah, you have to get in your ape rage. You have to fucking like,
get
freak
ahead
out.
Of this. I have no problem killing her if I have to.
100%.
As somebody who knows how to use a boat, I feel like I could get myself back to land. That's not everyone. But
I was going to say, that would be my problem is like, even if I was able to overpower her and get back to the boat and start the engine, which is our big ifs, I feel like I would just go straight into the middle of the ocean and die. Like, I wouldn't know which way to go back. I would just go straight to the Pacific and they would never find me.
I think I'd certainly grab something near me that's a weapon and be like, we're both going back. I'll never say anything about this as long as you let me, you take me to the hotel.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Allison, Madison starts laughing.
Of course.
She says, oh my God, that's so funny. That's so crazy. But she says, the only thing is the one flaw, people would notice I'm gone. And CW says, I mean, let's be honest, you sell products to little girls. You think if you stop posting, they're going to like come look after you? They don't know you.
That's like all TikTok is finding missing women at this point.
Like, I did think that too. I was like, no, if anything, people will become obsessed with her.
Yeah, that's all they're going to talk about.
Yeah, if anything, you'd blow up, get way more followers, way more views if you died. And then CW said, or I could take over your account. They wouldn't even notice you were gone. I would just be posting for you. CW tells Madison, yeah. Social media makes you think you're at the center of the universe, but you aren't the main character. No one is. And Madison gets up and starts dancing and says, oh, but we are. We're 100% in my story. Allison, in the morning, early dawn.
In the morning? What, they just went to bed?
They slept on the beach. We see CW smoking a cigarette.
How could you go to sleep?
Madison is still asleep. CW takes her bag and Madison's purse, puts them in the boat, puts the boat onto the water so Madison doesn't wake up to the engine, pushes it out. Starts it, drives away.
Bye.
Allison, it's 3 weeks later.
What?
We basically see a CW is in a brand new, even nicer mansion.
Okay.
And we see her. She has all of Madison's information. So she has her driver's license, her credit card. We hear her calling her credit card companies to raise her limit. She's draining her bank accounts. Like, she is just sort of stripping everything out of Madison's life, as it is implied she has done to other people before.
Yes.
So we then see, which I do think is interesting because it's like, even last year, I feel like this, I would have seen this and been like, well, you couldn't really do that. Now, having seen deepfakes, AI, like, it's like the audio deepfakes that are possible now.
Right. Especially Madison, when there's so much of you.
Exactly.
There to scrape.
Yes. So much of your face, so much of your voice, right? Yeah. So we see her basically, and we see this in the trailer, where we see CW put on a blonde wig, put on one of Madison's outfits, and then go different places, take video, take photos, go home, use AI to essentially put Madison's face over hers, and then replicate Madison's narration, takes the money from her sponsors.
Oh, my God.
I was like, this woman's actually a genius.
That's a good scam.
That's a great scam. Meanwhile, 3 weeks later, Ryan, the only person who has, like, been trying to get in contact, has been texting and finally was like, okay, great, so I guess you're really icing me out. So it's like, because he's coming from a place where they were fighting, he does not have the ability to say, even if we're fighting—
Oh, that's weird that she's not—
Yes, exactly. So he's thinking—
It's all worked out pretty well for old CW.
Exactly. And it is infinity pool vibes. Like, we keep seeing her at places where, like, she's the only person there because it's off-season. Yeah. And we see her, like, go to, like, different – where there's a bunch of expats, like, big rowdy bars. But this is where I wrote, like, even the people in these towns, which are, like, they're not – they're, like, beach towns, like, party towns for, like, foreign tourists.
Yes.
Eventually, like, the bartenders and stuff would be like, hey, have you seen that beautiful brunette woman with the huge, distinct facial birthmark?
Yes.
Who keeps showing up with these blonde, white women who then disappear. Like, I just feel like people in the town would be noticing this.
Yeah, unless she's, like, going to different – places.
And I think she is. I think she's moving around a lot. And then I guess like
I think that is the thing about like that part of the world where like you can bop around from beach town to beach town.
And if you're working in a bar like that, you're local, how many people do you see? You're seeing hundreds if not thousands of new people during these tourist seasons. You're not retaining this, even if someone does look really distinct. I'm sure it's just like I just have to do my job, you know?
Right.
She goes down to the beach. We see all these, like, young people playing jump rope with a flaming rope, which I've seen before. Oh. And she needs a new victim, right? So we're 3 weeks on. She's ready for another person. So CW goes on Instagram, looks up, like, hashtag Bangkok, and just see, like, who's been posting.
Oh. I mean.
She's smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the implication is that, like, where she's staying is, like, on the coast, and then she can travel to Bangkok to sort of meet people who are going to, like, the bigger city. She finds a travel influencer, another white blonde, named Jessica Teagan. I'm assuming related to Chrissy.
Yeah.
Chrissy's cousin. With 800,000 followers. Jessica is traveling alone. CW is now on the hunt. And I will say watching this, I'm like, wow, how easily a beautiful woman could murder me.
Yeah.
And I don't even mean necessarily conventionally beautiful. I mean like beautiful to me.
Yes.
Or really any woman.
Yeah.
And why won't she do it already? You know what I mean? Like,
just
please
do it. Pull the trigger.
Just don't make me do this anymore. But of course, CW's smart. She finds Jessica Teagan and approaches her at a souvenir shop. And her attack with Madison was to be the savvy one. Like, I know everything.
Yes.
So of course she tries that with Jessica and says, oh, you know, this isn't real jade. I know a place with the real stuff and it's cheaper than this. Jessica is even more just like, doesn't give a fuck and says, oh, I know. It's just some bullshit from my sister. Thank you so much, though. Buys it, pieces
respect.
Up. She's like, oh, girl, I don't fucking care. It's just some junk. Yeah, and buys
I don't need the
statue.
Nice stuff. That's yeah, further like, away.
Girl, I don't, I'm not spending money on my
family. I'm
like family.
Barely here.
So then back at her hotel room, CW has to study Jessica's Instagram and pivot. And she sees, it's one of these things where Jessica is like, be a woman, join my team. My team is all about female empowerment.
It's like an MLM.
Yes, absolutely. And it's not for a particular product. So I was like, I like
no,
that they
kept it
so vague.
No, there are MLMs that are like just empowerment seminars now. It's really
yeah, I guess you're
up.
Just like expecting to like a woman who doesn't really know anything. Yeah. Or is it
it's
like-
It's a cult. Yeah.
Yeah, you're being drawn into a cult. Not that she doesn't know anything, but it's like, oh, you're looking for meaning. You're looking for something. You're yeah. abroad alone. So then CW decides she's the innocent, naive woman. So then she goes to Jessica's hotel, finds her at the hotel bar, and it's like, and now is like youthful, giggly, gushy, like, oh my God, this is so crazy. Mm-hmm. When I talked to you yesterday, I realized I follow you on Instagram, and I was so embarrassed. And Jessica kind of like just look gives her this deadpan look.
Yeah,
and so
I'm sure
CW's
she's always
thinking,
like, oh my God.
It's like, okay, great. But when CW says, I'm sorry, I just want to say anything. I think you're so great. She turns to leave. Jessica goes, you follow me? And CW knows she's got her. So CW yeah. and Jessica get a drink, and she's like, wow, like my boyfriend rented this huge villa, but it's too big for one person, and I don't know anyone here. And it's just like, and basically it's like, I'm a rich girl with like no one else here. I sure would hate it if another white woman took my money and took advantage of me, you know?
What are all of these women doing traveling alone? In the, like I travel alone all the time, I guess. But I don't, like, advertise that I'm alone. Like, there's, I don't know. It just feels like.
It is something interesting about posting your location alone.
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
That, yeah. There's something about, like, traveling alone and being like, I'm here. I don't know why I assume that, like, when people are on these, like, influencer trips that they are not alone.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. And I guess that makes you think of, like, people who post their children, like, they're visiting,
yes,
like, they're traveling with their kids. I don't know. I don't really know. But I mean, like, if I was traveling
I know
alone,
for the movie, obviously, this like, yeah. I'm alone, like, is the thing. But, like, hey, ladies,
I feel like I would post, I would just do it without thinking, I think. But then I guess, like, wait, them.
Yes.
And, like, at least in Jessica's case, I think she's trying to be, like, women could do anything, including right. travel alone to the best fucking hotels, drink
yes.
at the best bars, eat
you
the best restaurant
all
in Thailand.
This,
yes,
girl,
you deserve this, girl. So now CW is trying to be like, oh, no, I'd hate to have to pay a mentor to, like, teach me how to be a successful white woman, you know?
Right.
The next day, Jessica's doing a photo shoot and is having CW sort of hype her up as, like, oh, this obsessed fan, you know? And Jessica says, should I go hat or no hat? And she puts on a straw hat. And CW's like, you got to do the hat. It's so good.
Do hat.
Do the hat. And while, of course, she's doing the hat, CW puts her hand in Jessica's purse, steals her hotel key. She's going to do the whole passport stealing yes. thing again. On their way back to the hotel, Jessica says, oh, I have to meet these sponsors, but why don't we go out tonight? I'd love to take you out in the town. You know, obviously we'll take more photos, show everyone how great my life is. CW, when she gets back to the hotel, immediately goes to Jessica's hotel room, which is fucking insane. There's like a spiral staircase to the second floor of the hotel room. We see Jessica return a little bit later. CW's smoking outside in the shadows, the best place to smoke.
That's the best place to smoke.
And wouldn't you know it? Seconds later, she gets a call from Jessica. Her passport has been stolen and her hotel room ransacked.
Oh, my God.
So again, the cycle begins again. So Jessica then comes with CW to stay at this new sickening house near the beach.
Yes.
So again, like this even more beautiful, which she's not paying for, obviously. When they approach the door, Allison, the door is open and there are rose petals and tea candles all down the stairwell. And Jessica and CW walk down the stairs. And at the bottom, there's dinner and wine laid out by Ryan. Ryan's like, who are you? And CW says, who are you? It's like, oh Madison told me she was staying with a friend. And of course, Jessica doesn't know what the fuck's going on. So CW
right.
says, Madison said that she told me she broke up with you. And Ryan says, well, you know, I'm actually paying for this place. So it turns out that the implication is that he was monitoring Madison's finances.
Yes.
But also that she was using his credit card. So he's like, yes. actually, when...
I know exactly what... Yeah.
Yes.
Got it.
So
wow.
I came here because I saw that she had charged this house and I wanted to surprise her and win her back. So where is she?
Well...
And Madison says, you know, actually, she's out and she doesn't want to talk to you, but I'll let her know you're here. And Ryan says, okay, great. No problem. You guys enjoy the food. I'm going to hang out till Madison gets here. I'll just take her room and we'll just see when Madison gets back. Allison, in the morning, Ryan gets a call from Madison. It is a deep fake voice.
Deep fake voice.
And we see CW is typing it out on her laptop from the other room.
Oh, my God.
And she says, you know, oh we hear God. Fake AI Madison say,
yes,
we broke up. I don't know why you're doing this. It is inappropriate. I told you, like, you're controlling. This is absurd. You need to leave. And Ryan says, I am not leaving here until you come and tell me all this face to face.
Oh, boy.
Meanwhile, Jessica's like, I don't know any of you bitches, but I still want to go on our excursion. And Ryan invites himself along. So now it's a threesome. So they're going to the beach. And CW is trying to do her best to never let Ryan and Jessica be alone together. Because Ryan's obviously going to be talking about Madison. And
yes. And then, yeah, it's like you got to.
Pulling at the thread.
Yeah. It'll all unravel.
CW is at the bar, and Ryan says to Jessica, yeah, it was so, like, the reason that Madison was staying and ended up staying with this weird woman that I don't even fucking know is that Madison's room at a resort got broken into and her passport got stolen. Jessica's no fucking dummy.
Right.
So now her wheels are turning.
Right. She's like, well, sounds pretty familiar.
Pretty gosh darn convenient. That night, they're at a bar. CW, again, steps away to get drinks. And she has Madison's phone on her. She gets an Instagram message to Madison's account from Jessica. And the password says, I need to talk to you about your roommate or whoever. I met your boyfriend, Ryan. He said you had your password stolen, and so did I. I really need to talk to you. So no one's thinking that Madison's dead. They don't know about that part.
Right. Also, like, smart of Jessica 100%. To be like, let me start getting to the bottom of this instead of just being like, okay.
Yeah, so Jessica at this point, and Ryan soon, you know, no surprise, is going to be like, you're scamming Madison. You're taking advantage of her. She just broke up with her long-term boyfriend. She's in a different country, and you came in, and you're a grifter, right? So that's what Jessica's like, I think that this person stole our passport, so let's talk.
Yes.
CW runs over to try to talk to Jessica. Jessica's getting into a cab. CW hops in one, too, and they end up back at the big, beautiful house.
Okay.
Jessica is grabbing her luggage. She's like, oh, you know what, actually, I'm just going to get a hotel. I didn't really want to put you out, but thank you for everything. And I'm going to go.
Yeah. This was terrifying. Thank you.
And CW says, did I do something? Did I offend you? And Jessica, because say what you will, she's a bitch. She's a boss bitch. She's a girl boss.
Yes.
She says, yeah, I think you fucking took my passport. I think you took your friend Madison's passport. And I think you're taking advantage of her and sort of being weird and controlling. And Jessica reaches in her bag and hands CW a big fistful of bills. It says, if you want money, just take money. It means nothing to me.
That's a nice life.
And CW's like, I don't want your money. And Jessica says, you know what? I should have known when I met you that first time in the store that you were bad news. Because I'll be honest, you're fucking creepy. Fortunately, Allison, unfortunately for Jessica, she starts to walk past CW. CW grabs her and just slams her into the wall.
Jesus Christ.
And then throws her to the ground. So Jessica's trying to crawl over. She ends up crawling out to the pool, trying to get away from her. No. And CW is standing over her, screaming at her. It's like,
I don't want your fucking money. You entitled bitch.
I'll tell you what I tell all of them. No one will notice that you're gone. They never do. Allison, Jessica is rolled over under her back, pleading for her life. And CW lifts her foot and rams her high heel into Jessica's eye socket, killing her.
Ugh.
She takes Jessica's body and puts it into an empty suitcase and zips it up and then starts cleaning up the pool area and is barely done when Ryan and some expats he met at the bar come back to the house. Because he's like, listen, we have a fucking house. Let's have people here. Let's party, you know?
Yeah.
He says, did Jessica leave? She says, no, she's asleep. She just got too drunk. But you need to get these guys out of here. Like, Madison could be back any minute. You think she's going to want to see this. Manipulates him, convinces him.
From where? Like, what are you, like, what is this lie that they're all believing?
Right.
Like, at any point, she's coming back to the house, even though it's been like a full day or two, and she hasn't done that yet.
Yeah. He kicks the guys out. He's like, whatever, I'm going to bed. He goes to bed, and we see CW grab a knife and start to head up to Ryan's room. Just then, Madison's phone pings. Ryan has posted a photo of Jessica Teagan, who is tagged, with CW in the background. Because again, she doesn't have social media.
Right.
And the caption is, here in Thailand with Jessica, at Jessica Teagan and at Madison One's weird friend. And her face is in it. So she, if things start to unravel, there is now a photo of her that's going to be obvious who did this.
Yes, right. It's like that is when you have a very identifying physical feature. Like,
yeah.
People will be like, well, that was you, right?
Again, Allison, CW is no slouch. She pivots. In the morning, Ryan comes down. There's like a beautiful breakfast that CW has made. She has artfully put a third plate of half-eaten food on the table, implying that Jessica ate.
Wow. Wow. Commitment.
And Ryan even says, like, did Jessica leave already? It's like, oh, yeah, she had a rush. She didn't text you? And he's like, I didn't look at my phone yet. But CW says, I apologize for last night. You're right. This is a weird situation, and I don't want to get between you and Madison. You could stay here till Madison gets back. I won't say anything. Whatever. Allison, Ryan looks at Madison's Instagram, and she has posted a photo with a new bearded white man with a caption, new love of my life, which is the most, the lady doth protest too much caption.
Yes. Yeah, that's
imaginable.
A little fast. Like, it's suspicious.
Yeah. Now, again, it was smart because now Ryan is in his emotion. Like, he's spiraling.
Yes. He's not going to be, like, paying attention to the details of, like, why is Jessica dead in a suitcase? Who are you? Like,
yeah, like, why does it look like there's blood spattered all over the pool area? He and CW bike to the beach, and he's like, you know, I made Madison. Ever since she got here, her account has really been falling off. It's not like her normal banger material. Of course, it's all CW posting. And she tells, this is when we find out what her new tactic is. She says, you know, I would kill for a guy to travel halfway around the world for me.
Yeah, of course.
Like, seeing how much you love her, it's just like, I don't know, it's like really special. She's going to seduce him.
Of course. And a logical pivot to make for her.
The night at the bar, she puts a pill in his drink. And he's ranting like, I can't believe she'd do this for me. She found some other fucking guy. She's been here for 2 weeks. She tries to break up with me. I love her. You know, I knew from the second we met that she could be an influencer. He doesn't even say the influencer because I kept waiting for the titular line. But
yes,
it's like, I knew she could make money. I knew people would love her. She's like a lovable person. And he says, he looks at CW. It's like, you know, you're really unique, which is very big right now. You could do this for a living if you wanted to. So he was like, you know what? I make a living. You don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. Because he's been drugged, by the time they get home, Ryan can barely stand up under his own power. CW puts him into his bed, climbs on top of him, starts stripping him. I was concerned she was going to sexually assault him. Yes. But it says she has just staged that they have had sex.
Okay.
Which I do. I'm like, thank you at least.
Yes.
So she takes out a condom, throws it on the ground. They both strip down. And she uses his face to unlock his phone. Mm-hmm. And then deletes the photo with her in it. But my thing is, like, wouldn't he would just notice that in the morning?
Yeah. Yeah.
Allison, we see Madison standing by the infinity pool, looking out into nature's infinity pool, the ocean.
Madison?
We see Madison, and she turns, and she says, wake up. And, of course, it's Ryan waking up out of a dream. But now Ryan's like, I'm naked in bed with this woman. I've cheated on my girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
I guess we fucked. And he sees the condom on the floor. She says, let's go. There's an hour left before your ferry leaves. There's no cum in it, which I was like, we should have seen a little more attention to detail.
A little bit more attention to detail. Like, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe some water yogurt in there and fake it. Yeah.
You know, because an orgasm is not what makes straight sex. It is the act of penetration, which is how you know that you've betrayed your girlfriend.
Yes.
Ryan is, of course, now weirded out, is like, wants to get out of there. Like, oh, fuck, you know? So when CW takes him to the ferry, she, again, very wisely is like, you know, I really wish you could stay. And he's like, nope, it's good. I'm gonna go. Yeah, bye.
Goodbye.
You know,
goodbye.
So he runs out of the ferry.
Bye-bye.
And as he looks back, we see her watching astride her motorcycle smoking. Back in the house. She looks so cool.
I mean.
Back in the house, she burns all of Madison's clothes. She burns the blonde wig. She, however, keeps Madison's journal, where Madison was journaling about her travels. Because the last entry was when they were going to the island.
Yeah.
She ended on the phrase basically like, it's so beautiful, I don't even know if I want to go back. So I think the idea is like, oh, if this is her handwriting and it is, then maybe she just left. Or maybe she just like abandoned her life. And finally she burns Madison's passport. We then cut back in time to Ryan and Madison's first date. And they meet up, and it turns out they only met up because Ryan's friend, Theon, messaged her when he was drunk from Ryan's account to ask her out. He was, like, just messaging a bunch of women, and Madison was like, yeah, okay, you're
all
cute.
All right, I'll do it.
So they go to an arcade, and they have, like, a cute moment, and she's really good at all the games. And he takes a photo of her with the stuffed bear that she won. And he's like, you know, I'm looking at your Instagram. I work in social media, and you have an incredible online presence. Like, it's very – I could see if you were willing to listen to me, you could really turn this into something. And people make insane money doing this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't know. But then she said, well, let me see the photo you took. So immediately she's hooked, you know?
Yes, right. Somebody telling you you can make tons of money doing something you already do. Like, yeah. I mean, it's appealing.
I mean – however, while Ryan may have taken the ferry, he's not going home. He's not going back to the U.S. He's headed back to the resort where Madison first stayed.
Smart. Okay, good.
Because he's like, this all is an
This is not work. Like, it doesn't all add up. Like,
yes. Great. And the photo of her with the new guy is from the resort.
Okay.
So he's thinking, is she still back here? Did she come back here? Of course, when he's like, I think she's staying here, the staff doesn't recognize her. And again, people are in and out.
Yeah.
And Ryan goes to the bar. And Allison, who does he see at the bar? Rupert, the sweaty British expat.
Fabulous.
And Rupert says, wow, you look like you've had your heart broken, son. And I know, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, governor, you look like you've had your heart broken. I know, I've been divorced 3 times. Ryan shows Rupert the photo and says, have you seen this woman? Rupert's like, I don't know. There are a lot of beautiful women here.
Calm down, bro.
And Ryan's like, well, a couple weeks ago, she got her room broken into. It's like, and he says,
yes, she was with a girl with a birthmark.
Yes, again, like,
finally.
If you're going to be pulling this kind of scam, like, you do have to cover that up a little bit. Because, like, I do think, like, a million, like, young, thin women who just come in daddy's money, like, you can blend in with them, but you unfortunately can't if you have, like, a really distinguishing, like, facial feature.
Couldn't agree.
Cover
more.
It up.
And Ryan shows
if you're scamming people.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, if you're not.
If you're not, live your life.
You're beautiful. You're a beautiful woman.
But Ryan, if you're scamming.
Yeah, be a little more discreet. Ryan shows Rupert the photo of Madison with this new guy. It says she posted from this resort a few days ago. And Rupert says, no, that's not possible because look in the photo. There isn't a cloud in the sky. It's rainy season. I don't know when this photo was taken, but it wasn't in the last month, if I had to guess. Oh, because CW was just using a photo, you know, taken as like the probably the day that that Madison arrived. So it's like it hasn't been that nice for weeks. So this was a photoshopped photo. That night, Ryan wisely calls Madison's friend Jay, and says, when did you last talk to Madison? And she's like, I think like a week ago. Ryan said, no, but did you talk to her? And she said, no, we've just been texting. But she seems fine. Why? And Ryan says, I came here to try to find her. And Jay's like, oh, is this about the post? Like, there's no way she's in love with that guy. She would have told me. Like, she never told me there was another guy. Mm. Like, I don't believe that. Like, she's probably just trying to make you jealous. And then Jay says, I'll be honest, you could probably do better than her. Which I was like, oh.
Ew.
I'm out here fucking eating crab meat, dying on an island. My friend's selling me out to my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, rude.
Finally, Ryan starts to watch all of Madison's videos more closely and realizes that there's a filter on her face, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he goes through frame by frame, and in one of the videos, he clicks through, and in one of the moments, you can see the filter shift. And you see, of course, the shadow of a birthmark on the person's face.
Yes.
Allison, he's off to find CW.
Yes.
And I ask you now, who will survive this film?
Who will survive?
I think that Ryan is going to die and that CW is going to survive and continue her scam. Like, we will leave on the precipice of her next influencer victim.
Great.
Maybe in this place, maybe somewhere else.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Allison, Ryan returns to the big, beautiful house. And it's, of course, been totally emptied.
I'd be like, can't we put all this aside and just, like, live in this house?
Can't we all come together? Yeah, so you left my girlfriend on an island. Okay, we all make mistakes. But, again, she's cleaned everything, of course, cleaned up her fingerprints, like, bleached the whole place. However, on one of the beds, he finds a backpack with the jade Buddha that Jessica bought. And Madison's journal. Assuming that CW is going to leave the journal and be like, wow, I guess she just really abandoned her life, which is not really something that people do, right?
No, that's especially when there's like a million ways to contact people. You don't be like, I'll just write this down and disappear forever.
And suddenly he hears a car pull up. CW walks into the house. Ryan hides behind a wall near the pool. And when she turns a corner, he punches her in the face. And I guess she were to think that because he got on the ferry, she trusted that he wasn't going to come back. That's the first mistake she made.
Yeah.
She was so good, and yet she didn't think that this guy cared.
Yeah, a little, at least enough to, like, fish around more and not be like, even if he was taking the ferry back, it's not like he was getting on a flight back to America.
Yeah.
He was still around.
So CW wakes up, tied to a chair hours later, as Ryan splashes water in her face. And she's bleeding from her face where she was punched. And he tells her, you know, you had me going, but I've blacked out a million times, okay? I black out all the time when I drink, but I have never forgotten a shag. I knew we didn't have sex. So I'm going to ask you, where the fuck is Madison?
Great question.
Of course, CW is dancing around and she's trying to obfuscate, you know, like, you were so controlling. You monitored everything. You monitored finances. And he's like, let's talk about you. Do you do this because you're lonely? Do you not have any friends? Did you want to post as my girlfriend to be liked or to have something like that? And she, of course, comes back at him. You know that she broke up with you. She didn't love you. Why are you even here? And he says, I'm going to call the police. And CW says, what? That you punched a woman and tied her up? And she tells him, I saw those messages. You hit Madison several times. And Ryan says, you sent those texts to yourself from her phone. And CW says, who are they going to believe? Honey, I don't know what the police are like in Thailand, but I'm saying here police wouldn't give a fuck
not
about
women.
Oh, no,
not
they're going to believe a woman.
Ever.
What? Yeah. In what world? No, they're going to be like, we're not dealing with any of this.
Right.
So it's just funny, like, maybe in the 90s, you'd see that in a movie, be like, oh, whatever. It's like, now it's like,
now,
call the police. They're going to give a fuck you hit a woman. Like, what are you talking about?
Right. That's their whole thing.
They're going home to hit their own.
They all do that.
And this is not an indictment of, like, people in Thailand, obviously. I mean, like, this is like
it's American police.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they're going to be like, oh, that's a good idea. I forgot to hit my wife. I'll go home and do it.
Yeah,
like,
I'll go home and take care of that now. Yeah.
Anywho. I also honestly think it would be more interesting if he did hit Madison. Like, to reveal that.
This very complicated, like, abusive relationship is actually part of it, where it's like, oh, actually now her disappearance could be, like, it's but he didn't, and he's just getting framed for it.
That's
it's a little less
interesting to me. Because also it's like, if he was abusive, and he was controlling her finances, so, like, that element was there. If you go whole hog, that to me explains why she would be vulnerable to somebody scamming her, or to be, because she doesn't have anyone, and she is alone. Because she wasn't, like, it's like, and unfortunately that is what happens, is, like, you experience abuse, and then you are more vulnerable to abuse.
Isolated
in the future.
In a way. Yes, absolutely.
So I think that was more interesting, but whatever. We're going like 90s thriller where it's like, no, he's an innocent man, kind of. But basically he's like, this is all well and good. And he takes out a knife and he says, you're going to fucking tell me where Madison is and what you did to her. And CW says, I can't tell you, but I could take you there. He keeps her hands tied. But they walk out to the motorboat near the dock. Allison, just as they're about to get in, CW knocks him into the water. Hey. He steals the knife, but of course, in the confusion, she's able to wrap her legs around his throat.
Okay.
And is able to hold him underwater until he drowns.
Oh, boy.
And we do see butt when she takes a long victorious shower and sort of the blood from her head wound falls into the, again, she is
all
victorious.
All the way to the drain.
Yes. CW goes to the internet and posts on Madison's account that Ryan Evans, her boyfriend, was physically and emotionally abusive. So she's posting as Madison.
Also, just like, this guy's dead already. Do you have to also like ruin his reputation as a like person?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I think that's a great point. And the answer is yeah, because she's fucking evil.
Yeah.
And we see CW go through Ryan's backpack and she finds an engagement ring that he brought with him.
Oh.
Which is what the roses and the tea candles, you know, were about. Yeah. And we see all these people with comments like, I knew he was a piece of shit. And we see Jay post a video to Instagram stories and he says like, I always knew Ryan was a predator. I never trusted him. Meanwhile, the day before he told Ryan, you could do better than Madison.
You could do better than her. Yeah.
So like how fake everyone is, you know.
Both sides, asshole.
And CW loads up Ryan and Jessica's body into the motorboat and heads to the island to bury them. Allison, she pulls up on the beach. There she finds the remains of a bonfire, several hollowed out coconuts, and then sort of like plastic bottles that have been cut in half. And what I assume is that they're used as like rain catchers.
Yeah.
Allison, on the log, there are 38 scratches. 38 days.
Oh, the scratches were days, not people.
They're days.
Wow.
But I mean, the problem is if Madison's still alive, this fucks up CW's whole thing. She runs to the boat. She gets her shovel. She's going to kill Madison with a shovel.
I mean, at this point.
So she tracks Allison. Allison's very small. She makes it to the top of a cliff, and she finds two crosses. So I was like, did she put crosses for people in the past? I genuinely didn't know. They're like little, like, rough-hewn...
Yeah.
Stick crosses.
Yeah. Would she have done that? Or is that something that, like, did Madison find those graves and, like, do that?
Yeah. Maybe that makes more sense. But you don't really.
Maybe that.
Like, Madison's, I think, is supposed to be a sweet person, but they don't go out of their way to say she's Christian, which I thought would be interesting. Like,
right.
If you had established she's really Christian, then we saw those, then it's like, oh, okay, she.
Okay. She knows what's up.
Yeah. CW turns and an incredibly fucking sunburned Madison clocks her across the head with a branch.
Amazing.
And knocks to the ground. And Madison, her face is a wreck. She tells CW, you bitch. And then she lifts the branch up and smashes her in the head.
Oh, my God.
Madison manages to stagger to the motorboat. And this is where I would die because I would not be able to get that motorboat started.
Yes.
And she lifts the blanket and sees Ryan's dead body. Allison.
Oh, God. God, she's been, like, surviving for over a month and is, like, finally defeats her captor to go back to civilization. And it's like, well, your boyfriend's
your
dead.
Your boyfriend, who at least in your mind is safe in LA, actually he's here and he's fucking
and
dead.
Ugh, God.
On the island, Allison, CW wakes up, bleeding from her head wound. She runs to the beach just in time to see the motorboat driving away. And Allison, she smiles and she starts laughing. And I love that because that bitch will figure out a way to survive. She's going to get off that island.
100%.
And now we see Madison as our final girl, of course. She, instead of this, like, naive, you know, like, innocent, she now has this steely gaze as she motors away. Again, I would motor directly into the ocean and expire.
Yeah. Bye.
But she is a woman determined to survive. The end.
Wow.
Yeah, what a treat, huh? I really like this movie.
This is fun as hell.
What are some fatal mistakes you think people have made in the movie Influencer?
Fatal mistakes.
Going off with a total stranger once your documents have been, when your passport's missing, like, you stay at the hotel. Like, there's enough, you have enough money. You can, like, eke by, figure it out. Like, this is not when you, like, leave the area that you're the most familiar with lots of people who are, like, invested in you not being in danger.
Yeah.
Like, I think if she had just stayed at the hotel, there would have been no chance to be abandoned on an island by a crazy person.
Yeah. It's just sort of, like, the idea of trusting someone you just met. And I think it does rely on, like, these are young white cis women who meet another young white cis woman. It was like, well, based on what I've been told by society, this person can never hurt me.
Right.
And it's like, well, but she got a plan, and the plan is...
And she's going to.
You die. But then in reality, people would eventually figure this out. Like, if this has happened multiple times, because these people are people who do have a following.
Yeah.
I just feel like.
And it's impossible not to be in the background of enough photos. Like,
yes.
I think, like, if you're in an area where people are nonstop taking photos, which is, like, what a resort in Thailand, I imagine, is, even if it's not the people who you're engaging with, like, just living in New York or LA, like, I'm sure you're in the background of a ton of photos that you don't know exist.
Yeah.
And it's like, right. I don't know, like that, like she hasn't never been captured on film. Like she certainly has been in the background of photos probably.
Right. Everyone at every bar is taking photos. Everyone is on vacation. Everyone's taking photos of their food, their drinks. Like,
right.
And again,
if you're hanging around, you're looking
woman.
Yes.
Somebody's going to eventually be like, much like Rupert at the resort, be like, wait a minute. But you know what? I guess she was there for a good time, not for a long time.
Yeah.
And finally, where would you put influencer on the spooky scale, Allison?
A spooky scale.
I feel like this was so fun. And there's some pretty, like, gruesome, the high heel through the eye is pretty.
Yeah, that was great.
Tough. I think a 4.
Yeah. I think that seems right because it was a blast, but I don't think it was necessarily scary. And I think that a lot when I see a movie that's from the villain's perspective. Because the thrill of it is like, is she going to get away with it? Or who's going to figure it out? Versus,
not so much
the victim.
Terror of being in a victim's position.
Yes. So 4 feels but right, so but fun. An absolute blast.
10 out of 10 for fun.
Yeah.
Is on Shudder?
Yes, this is on Shudder.
This feels like I think I could watch this.
Yes, this is because it's more of a thriller.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's definitely, if you're someone who's like, I can't necessarily watch, you know, sort of ghosts. Some, you know, anything like that, I would say if you mm-hmm. watch a thriller, please do.
Yeah.
Please do.
Yeah.
Well, great. Thank you, everyone. And until next time, please
keep it spooky.
Don't forget to follow us at Ruined Podcast and Crooked Media for show updates. And if you're as opinionated as we are, consider dropping us a review. Ruined is a Radio Point and Crooked Media production. We're your writers and hosts, Hallie Kiefer and Allison Leiby. The show is executive produced by Alex Bach, Sabrina Fonfetter, and Houston Snyder, and recorded and edited by Kat Iosa. From Crooked Media, our executive producer is Kendra James, with production and promotional support from Ari Schwartz, Kyle Sieglin, Julia Beach, Caroline Dunphy, and Awa Okolati.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.